Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 120, As for the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23. Let that land for a second. Paul isn't talking about Sunday morning. He isn't talking about your quiet time or your prayer journal. He is talking about work, your work, the inbox you're about to open, the meeting you're already dreading, the task no one will ever clap for. And he says, do it for the Lord. That changes everything. Because the question you carry into Monday is no longer, will anyone notice what I did? It becomes, is this worthy of the one I'm serving? And the one you're serving is the living God. Paul has just redirected your effort. The audience has changed. It's not the boss anymore, not the client, not the performance review. It's him. And that transforms any morning, any job title, any routine that feels like it's grinding you down. Heartily, Paul says, with all your heart, not halfway. And I want to say something you may already know from experience. Half-hearted work is actually more exhausting than whole-hearted work. Because when your heart is somewhere else, you spend energy resisting the task at the same time you're doing it. But when you bring your whole heart in, when you decide to actually be present, something opens up. The task is no longer the same thing it was a moment ago. It becomes an offering. It becomes worship. Not as a nice metaphor, as a real thing. A spreadsheet done carefully for the Lord is an offering. An email answered honestly is an offering. A clean kitchen, a job site left right, a difficult customer treated with dignity. All of it, in the hands of someone who loves God, stops being ordinary. There is no small task when the recipient is the king of the universe. And what about the work no one sees? The extra care you put in that no human eye will ever catch? It is not wasted. Nothing is wasted before him. What men overlook, the Lord receives. And he is the one you are standing before, not the crowd. That is not just a comfort. That is a truth that changes how you feel at 3 in the afternoon when no one has said a word. And there is a freedom that comes with this. When you work for the Lord, you stop chasing praise and you stop flinching at criticism. Because the review that actually matters already has his name on it, and he knows you fully, sees you clearly, and does not grade on the shallow curve the world uses. You are no longer held hostage by what people think, and the work, even the hard work, even the invisible work, gets lighter. So today, before breakfast, before you check your phone, before anything else starts, take a piece of paper or open a notes app and write down your first task of the day, the one already sitting in the back of your mind, and pray over it. That's it. Look at it and say quietly, Lord, this one is for you. The prayer doesn't need to be long or polished. It just needs to be real, because when you hand the first thing to him, you change the address of everything that follows. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.